The longtime actor Dean Stockwell has died. He was notably a co-star on the hit sci-fi TV show Quantum Leap, but he also had memorable supporting roles in movies such as Blue Velvet and Married to the Mob. He died Sunday at 85 years old after performing for 7 decades. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this appreciation.
Robert Dean Stockwell started young. By the time he was 7 years old, he was acting next to Frank Sinatra and Gene Kelly in Anchors Away.
All set?
No, I always get sung to sleep.
But his big role as a kid was in 1948's The Boy with Green Hair.
What have you done to your hair, lad?
It turned green.
All by itself?
All by itself.
In it, Stockwell plays the titular boy whose parents die in a war. It's a movie about pacifism and ostracism, and it categorized Stockwell as a serious actor, something special.
Wherever I went, I was treated as something different.
That's Stockwell talking to WHYY's Fresh Air in 1988. He said kids didn't like him because he was different. That just left the adults he worked with.
Who at one moment would treat me as a child and insist that I remember that I was a child, and at the next minute would expect an adult-level performance and type of work. So it was almost deranging.
He left Hollywood after graduating high school, but came back in his early 20s. Notably, he was in Sidney Lumet's 1962 Long Day's Journey into Night, where he plays the young Edmund, who's kind of naive about his mother's addiction.
Stick around!
She accused me and you and Pop of spying on her all the time, not trusting her. She made me feel ashamed. I know how rotten it must be for her.
The role got him recognition and an award from the Cannes Film Festival. But Stockwell would long have trouble appreciating his own work from this stretch of time. There's an interview he did with Turner Classic Movies where the interviewer asks,
"Were you proud of those performances?"
And he pauses for a good 5 seconds.
"I don't think they were bad. I'm not real proud of them. No. At the time, you couldn't have offered me a compliment. I would have refused it.
Stockwell didn't love acting, but acting was all he knew. He tried to get out again and got a license to sell real estate. But before he left, he got a call from actor Harry Dean Stanton, who convinced Stockwell to do a movie with him, Wim Wenders, Paris, Texas.
"Can you tell me the exact location of your hospital down there? Where the hell's that?"
This begins a stretch of his career where he plays these scene-stealing roles in movies like Blue Velvet and Married to the Mob, where he plays the skeevy Tony the Tiger Russo.
"I want to reassure you, Angela. You're not going to be alone. I'm going to take care of you."
That role earned him a Best Supporting Actor Academy Award nomination. By this point in his career, he had processed his life's work. Here he is again on Fresh Air.
"It wasn't until my late 30s and 40s that I began to really come to terms with that I was an actor, that it was not a useless or bad thing to be, and there was some value in it, and that I could appreciate it for myself."
Just in time, too, because by 1989, he'd enter a career-defining role on the long-running TV show Quantum Leap as Al, the only somewhat helpful holographic sidekick.
"If we knew the unknown wouldn't be unknown."
Even after the show ended, Stockwell kept working until 2015, which makes 70 years in acting. In that Fresh Air interview, he said he probably wouldn't have been very good at selling real estate. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.